A few weeks ago, in a local movie theater, my wife and I took in the documentary Won't You Be My Neighbor, about a true American hero, Fred Rogers. If you have not seen it, I highly recommend that you do, but I warn you now, it is shattering in all the right ways. While we watched this quiet, simple, and profound film, there was another film playing in the theater next to us, one of those action movies, so every few minutes what sounded like a distant artillery barrage would permeate the common wall. Annoying as it was at times, it was, however, the perfect counterpoint to what we were seeing and hearing on our screen. Culture battles are nothing new in the United States. Mr. Rogers' Neighborhood debuted during the riots, assassinations, and divisive war that was 1968. Fred Rogers fervently believed that the best way to help kids navigate life's proverbial artillery barrage was with honesty, empathy, and kindness, or simply put, being a neighbor. The film closes with a question posed to those who knew Fred Rogers best. What would he think of our times, an era replete with the noise of people with real and figurative bullhorns demonizing and denigrating those who were different from themselves? Fred's wife, Joanne, paused uncomfortably before answering the question, as if her honest answer would have been marked by defeat. It wasn't. She said there are far more people like Fred who are kind, empathetic, and who are truly neighbors to those around them. Her answer, I think, has always been true. The only thing that I would add is that they just need to be more quietly loud like Fred was. I'm Andrew Nelson, and that's my perspective.